Congressman, Senator Lincoln, Senator Chambliss also offering a measure this last week just before they went home regarding counteracting a EPA move to basically require pesticide permits on any spraying activity close to the waters of the U.S. What's your thoughts there?
I think they're on the right track. For most of the history of the country, the federal government's jurisdiction over all issues affecting water stopped at the end of, quote, navigable waters. That is, the rivers, the streams that you could float a steamboat up, basically, were under federal jurisdiction. There's a move underway by Henry Waxman in the United States House, and I think many in the administration, to expand federal control all the way to your doorstep, all the way to your barn door. That would be very bad for production agriculture. We have, in such a state of Oklahoma, we've got a very good regime where we regulate it through the State Department of Environmental Quality, through the Water Resources Board, through those kind of entities. We should stay with this system that we have now. And Saxby and Blanche are attempting to reinforce the present system.
Is this a token this late in the session, or does it have a shot at all?
I would say that it is a shot across the bow. But remember, we are operating in a situation where we'll be in session for a day, two, this week at most. Then we'll come back in September, the middle of September, for a regular session. I would anticipate 2 weeks at most, primarily to spend appropriation dollars, fund the federal government for the next year, at least temporarily or permanent, partially, fully in the other areas. But don't be surprised if 10 days after the election, the Speaker and the Majority Leader of the Senate don't bring us back for a lame duck session. There may be a month or two where a number of these kind of issues could potentially be addressed in November, December. I'd just as soon not have a lame duck, because by its definition, that means the members of Congress making the decisions, many of whom, since it comes after Election Day, but before the new Congress takes office, many of the members making the decisions will have been defeated or retired by the voters, and it's not a good thing when your elected officials never have to be held accountable again, and that could be 100 members of the House in a lame duck session this time.